You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Somebody who's been involved for a long, long time is Steve Amato, and obviously the iconic Amato Toys in New Britain. And you're still bringing them.
Yep.
What makes you still do it?
Well, I've been working with this for, I don't know, 20 years or more. I love what the Salvation Army does. And I figured children, you know, they always need help.
Yeah. So, you know. And you know what? It's like life is hard enough. If you can give a little joy to a kid, like what's better than that?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you bring in?
Oh, a lot of toys.
Really?
I've got games, some dolls, some sports stuff, you know, basketball, soccer balls.
How you been?
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Keeping busy. Helping my sister at her store in Middletown.
So. Yeah, so that's – okay. So I didn't know if there was like a
– Yeah, no.
Like a Hatfield-McCoy thing going
no,
on.
No, not at all. Not at all. No. It's she's going great guns. It's amazing.
So what is it like in the internet era? And, you know, we only have a minute or two here. Like to deal with it, do people just still like to come in and touch and feel? And
yeah. I mean, certainly the ease of the internet at 3 in the morning, you can say, oh, I need this and go on. But no, people like the experience.
Toy stores are awesome.
Her store is extremely well decorated. She's got a lot of elves that get trained on how to help people. And, you know, so you can go in and where we shine is not so much with the person who has a list, I need this, this, and this, but with the person who says, I've got a 5-year-old granddaughter.
Yeah.
What would be good for her? You know, that sort of thing. Or somebody with autism or, you know, a variety of things. And we help along that line.
I love it. I have this theory about everything. It's true in media communications too, because like I feel like people, there's so many small snippets of, you know, TikTok and this. I still like people come full circle and thirst for real conversations. And I think like with shopping, it's like there's some things you just want. Who doesn't want to bring like their granddaughter or grandson in to go buy something?
It's an experience. Sitting in front of your laptop and clicking on things is not the same as going into a place where, you know, everybody's having fun.
Well, thanks to you, Steve, your family and your sister, and we hope everyone goes down to Middletown and buys something. And thanks for doing some good for some young kids.
Happy to do it. All I'm glad I'm able to do it.
Yeah, well, keep doing it.
All right.
We need the help. Steve Amato, of course, from the famous Amato Toys, and they still have his sister's shop in Middletown. And I want to just thank everybody who's doing this. I want to welcome in Captain Cheryl McCollum. Ooh, what did Deb call you, Captain?
Sunshine.
Captain Sunshine. That is, I said, that's kind of pressure, too, though.
It is.
What happens when you're in a bad mood?
I don't ever be in. I'm never in a bad mood. That's
that
why
possible?
I'm the sun.
That's amazing.
The sun gives me the sun.
I consider myself a relatively happy person, but I'm in a bad mood a fair amount. How are you?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Well, you got to be good because you miss sunshine.
Early in the morning, we're on the radio. It's a good thing.
So you're a captain in the Corps, and you deal with the Citadel?
Yes, Hartford Citadel on Washington and Jefferson
Street.
Okay,
so tell me, this is something I don't think in my 3 years I've talked a ton about, so just tell me what it is. It's a church?
It's a church. A lot of people don't realize Salvation Army is a church. So really we believe in the whole mind, body, soul, right? We want to encourage people. So my job is to do the social service ministry, encourage young people. We have a good kids club program on Thursday nights. And in that program, we also have a music component. You know, we're losing the arts in school systems. So Salvation Army is big on the arts. So that's one of our bigger programs. We have an adult program where we meet and have fellowship and play games and devotions.
So I want to break it down a little bit because people come in and say, oh, we have this program, we have that program, but it seems sort of amorphous to me that you said Thursday nights.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens on Thursday? Who comes? Who can come?
Yeah.
You know, give me some details.
So we have children between the ages of 5 and 12. I do have a few 13-year-olds, so it's usually after school program.
Okay.
So we do pickups in the community.
Do people have to apply to this?
They do an application, so they allow us to teach the children about God, right, and feed them and transport them. So they do have to do an application to give us permission to do that.
Yeah.
And then the kids come in, we feed them, and then we have a devotion. We may play some games, and then we'll do our music component. So whether it's a brass instrument, they're working on bells right now.
So they get to learn.
Definitely. So it's hands-on.
That's really, really cool. Yeah. We're talking with Captain Cheryl McCollum here on Bryan & Company. She deals with the Hartford Citadel. What's the location?
217-225 Washington Street.
So it's on Washington Street?
Yeah, right across from the Children's Hospital.
And how has been, like, attendance? Like, are kids – because I feel like it's something if – and again, like, I feel like if kids knew, make sure they know about it, they would want to be a part of it in Hartford. I mean, is it something that's well attended?
We're just for me. I just got here in June, so
oh no way.
When I started, we kicked off our kids program in September, right when school started. So we had a big community barbecue in September, and then we launched the program. And so we started out with 5, and we're up to about 15 to 20
so
right now.
Working.
So it's growing.
It's got
it's
momentum.
Growing. Yes.
So where did you come in? Because we were talking with Major Gage earlier, who came in from New York. So there's been some, you know, some turnover and some new folks, and it's great to get new energy. And where were you before?
So before this, I was in Ansonia.
Oh, so
but I'm born and raised in Hartford. So I've been in Providence, Rhode Island,
yeah.
Norwich, Connecticut. I did a little stint in the Camp Connery, which is an
so you stayed in Connery. Like, you stayed Connecticut, Rhode Island the whole time.
Yes, I'm in this division, yes. And that's been awesome.
And where did you grow up in Hartford?
Anywhere and everywhere. Park Street, Barber Street, Vine Street, Weathersfield Avenue. I've lived, there's not many places I haven't lived.
Are you back living in Hartford or you live
we're
outside?
We're in Glastonbury right now, my family. So
oh, fancy.
Now this is,
fancy.
Yeah, now I've moved on up.
Like the Jeffersons, that's... well, for Hartford's awesome, too, but
yes.
Glastonbury is a totally different, yes. You know, cup of tea. It's just
hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's a lot of open space and so on and so forth. But that's great to be home. I mean,
yes.
What's it like serving the community that you grew up in?
It's nothing like it. I mean, I love every community that I've served in. But when you're at home and you see people again that you haven't seen in years, I've been gone from really the Hartford area for over 10 years. So to come back home, see some friends. We were doing the Thanksgiving basket, and I saw one of my friends from Zumba that I had years ago, and she came running up to me. So it's just heartwarming, and you're pouring back into the community that built you up.
Well, I love the fact that you and Steve Salmon are back home.
Yes.
No, because I mean, I think it's really important for. It's also like a credibility thing. Mm. I think that when you're talking to people in the community, they'll be like, "Who are you?" Right? Mm. I mean, if you just came from X, Y, or Z place, it's not that, like they're going to be so skeptical. They'll be edgy about it. But if you know somebody or know somebody is from that place. And then they might know a little more about what you're going through and what you're dealing with.
Yeah, and that's the important part about ministry in general, right? When you can relate to your lights being shut off, trying to figure out how you're going to get your kids toys, trying to figure out how you, am I going to pay my light bill or I'm going to pay for my son's insurance, medicine, like, how do you do that? But when you can relate to those instances, it changes the dynamics of the relationships you build with the people in the community.
Well, listen, Cheryl, welcome home.
Thank you.
And I really think the sunshine's a good thing. Captain Cheryl McCollum with Citadel, where can people go if they want to learn a little more about your programs? Is there a website with the Greater Hartford?
Greater Hartford Area Services, yep.
Okay, awesome. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Very nice to meet you.
Really nice to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me.
We appreciate it.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.